Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You might not, actually you might like this very much, BT.
Yes.
This just down from Adam Schefter.
Oh boy.
File to ESPN. The Jets are trading quarterback Sam Darnold to the Carolina Panthers for a 2021 sixth-round pick and second and fourth-round picks in 2022. You like this? Because you now you know exactly what's happening on draft Sunday, or draft Thursday, I should say, with the New York Jets at the number two pick. They are taking probably Zach Wilson at number two. Because Sam Darnold is no longer in the equation. And look, this is the right thing to do for the Jets if they're planning on starting over and taking a quarterback. You can't have them both on the roster at the same time because it's unfair to both of them. And so getting some assets for Sam Darnold, I think, is the best move. And it allows Sam Darnold to restart someplace else.
All right, let me absorb this for a second, will you?
Yes.
All right, so let me
basically they have a second, a fourth, and a sixth, but that's the best that they can
That's almost immaterial for a moment.
Yeah,
the bigger picture
Sam
is that Sam's gone.
Yes.
And
how do you feel about this, BT,
I'm a big Darnold fan, you know that.
Yep.
I told everybody on the show about 5 weeks ago that people that I spoke to, my sources in the building, that at least people that knew what was going on in the building, that this is what was expected, that there was a split sentiment. I said on the show that I anticipated that Sam would be dealt. I have come along, and there was a point where I was very reticent to stamp this going back like a year ago and even 5 months ago as a move that I would make. But the ascension of Zach Wilson, who I love, the circumstances, the finances, hitting the reset button, new regime. I didn't think it was not that it was implausible having Sam and Zach Wilson on the team together, though some have actually said that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, somebody said it over the weekend, somebody prominence that. Oh, it was McCown.
Yeah.
Josh McCown, who's buddies with Sam, he said that Sam would be okay with going to camp with competition.
It just wouldn't be fair, though.
Yeah, again, not untenable because Sam Darnold's not that type of personality. But for the growth of the team, I think that this is necessary. I think it's the right move. Now, let me just see again from draft equity, a 2021 sixth rounder, whatever, second rounder, fourth rounder in 2022. You're not going to get a whole lot better than that. For somebody who has thrown the ball to the wrong team too many times. Mm-hmm. Granted, we all know the circumstances, a complete absence of weapons, some of the worst coaching I've ever seen, an absolute Swiss cheese alignment as an offensive line. Sam Darnold literally had no chance to succeed here. So
yeah, great. He was failed by the organization and the coach, who admitted as such.
Correct. He was woefully failed by the organization. From the Jets' point of view, I agree with it. I expected this. I'm ready to embrace Zach Wilson. You know that. From the Carolina Panthers' perspective, I like this.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying for a long time, I didn't know what they were going to do at eight. Were they going to jump up to two and maybe trade with the Jets? Be before the Niners jumped into three with Miami, would they maybe try to jump five spots to try to take whomever at number three? Could they maybe make a move with the Falcons at number four? I didn't really know what they were going to do, but I knew they were going to do something.
Yes.
Because Matt Rhule is just not a Teddy Bridgewater guy. He respects him. He likes him. He's not going to marry himself to Teddy Bridgewater. And I don't disagree with that. Teddy Bridgewater is a slightly above average talent. I think Sam Darnold's more talented.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more explosive.
Yep.
I think he's got more off-platform splash plays. I think it's a win for the Jets, and I think it's a win for Carolina, and I wish Sam a lot of luck.
Yeah,
I'm going to miss him. I really, on a personal level, I really, really like Sam Darnold, the young man, what he stands for.
Don't disagree.
I know, and you see this too. Not once Did he flinch in the media?
Complain.
And, yeah. Redistribute the blame. It was always, I have to play better.
Yep.
And you know, I respect that. So I'm rooting for him, but I think the Jets did what the Jets had to do for the Jets.
And look, they had a like a rough locker room going on. You had a defensive player in Jamal Adams who was raising a stink every time he got a chance to get in front of the mic. And then you had Le'Veon Bell who had basically did the same thing. Both of them forced their way out, one by trade, one via just get rid of you and go land someplace else. And so it was dysfunction. And then you had a head coach, as we mentioned before, and Adam Gase, who basically said, I failed my quarterback. I was brought here to help him, and I failed him. And so Sam Darnold will land at a better place in Carolina because we know the coaching staff. We know the acumen of what these guys, or at least what they're trying to do. We know they had success on the college level, but what they're trying to bring to the NFL level. But what also tells me, because I do think Carolina was trying to move up, BT, as you mentioned, I do think that they were trying to, you know, jump inside the top four or five to try to get one of these quarterbacks, but they couldn't get there. They know, we know, we heard this, even though they didn't really say as much, Teddy Bridgewater's not their guy. Mm-hmm. And so they need a solution at QB, somewhat of a project to build upon. And Sam Darnold was the best option still available. Well, that being said, I like it a little bit less than you do for Carolina, BT.
Okay, go ahead.
The only reason is because he's on his fourth year. So this is his fourth season this year. His rookie contract expires. They're going to, I'm going to say, not pick up his fifth year option. Now, Carolina has that option as opposed to the Jets.
Yeah, well, but they could pick it up and rescind it, so it doesn't hurt to pick it up.
So maybe they will. Maybe they will. Either way, you got to make a decision on him after a year.
Yes.
And I don't necessarily love that for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. No, listen, Atiq, when you frame it that way, you are wedging him in there. Listen, at least this wasn't 2 months from now. At least he'll be there fully participating. Agreed. OTAs. Get him in the building, whatever's not virtual. I'm not exactly sure I was going to go right away. But is it ideal? No. Was I ever subscribing to the thought that the Jets in this pipe dream would get a first-round pick for Sam Darnold like some people were? No, I never once thought that. And Santer's, what is Santer write? He says,
Is that enough?
Second, fourth, and sixth. Is that enough? Yeah, let me tell you something. So the second
three
round
picks, man, for a guy that you don't want, basically.
That's number one.
That's actually pretty good.
The second round pick is a premium pick. It's not the NBA second round pick. A second round pick in the NFL is a monster pick. And what you can do is you can take the fourth and the sixth next year. Plus, they've got a ton of other fourth and sixth as well, and package that. I don't have the trade, you know, the trade board in front of me. You can't package the fourth and the sixth for a third.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, you can move those picks around if you so desire.
Yeah, and their GM has proven very adept so far, Joe Douglas, at working trades and bringing in a lot of equity. Jamal Adams, two first round picks. Sam Darnold, damaged goods in the eyes of most, though I think he's salvageable. I think you might as well to an extent.
Yep.
But damaged goods for most people, right?
Yeah.
You get three picks for the guy.
True. And they already have two, right?
Two what?
First round picks this year. They have
they've got number 23 number two, and they've got number two.
That's right, from the Seattle Seahawks.
And they've got two next year.
That's exactly right. So they're positioned.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it makes sense from a Jets standpoint. If you really just stop and think about it, you're going to start over with whoever you draft at quarterback. You have now a first round, an extra first round pick this year, and then two first round picks next year. So you're giving yourself like this 2 year window to try to build a good team around whoever your new quarterback is, presumably Zach Wilson, which is how I would do. This is how I would go about it.
They're taking Zach Wilson.
Right. Of course. This is how I would go about it as well. As opposed to holding on to Sam Darnold, this is the other option, and then drafting, I don't know, say whoever, or moving down, whatever, doing whatever you with your first two
Chase,
round picks this
Smith,
year.
Sewell.
Exactly. Chasing something that might not fit into the right time frame for Sam Darnold. You just reset the clock on your quarterback, and then you can build around him the correct way.
Yep.
Something they didn't do for Sam Darnold.
Correct. I think that's the intelligent way to look at it. One thing your partner has learned, we have to stop asking Santa for these fat heads. We're now 0 for 2. I mean,
make that mistake again, did you?
It's getting stupid at this point.
Yeah, for those who missed this, BT bought a Kristaps Porzingis fat head. Santa brought it, yep.
A couple years ago.
For Colton.
Got
on
traded.
The wall, traded.
And now, it ripped Sam my Darnold heart out to take on, that
did he have
down.
A jersey? Please tell me he didn't have a jersey.
Of course he's got Sam Darnold jerseys.
God.
Of course. You know he does. He's got multiple ones.
The kid's got to make a Pro Bowl before you can.
What do you want, dude? What do you want me to do?
I'm just giving you some advice.
My firstborn.
I'm giving you advice.
Well, we should have given him it years ago, but win me now.
Go to a Pro Bowl and then buy a jersey.
Stop. You'll have a Zach Wilson one draft night. Stop. Don't waste your time with that. Now, the Porzingis fathead is in the trash.
Oh, man.
And now the Darnold one's coming down. And he loves Judge, but Judge gets hurt a lot. So I'm almost, I don't even want to really say. He's got smaller ones of Judge, but.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. It's, I knew it was coming, and I am a little, saddened's probably strong, I'm in my 40s here, Sam Darnold, but I really like the kid.
Yeah.
I invested a lot of energy defending Sam Darnold to those clowns who didn't take the time to incorporate how woeful the Jets were in insulating him properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was my job to at least contextualize the failures of the young man. Now, when you come back and you say, all right, I get that, but he also threw a lot of picks at USC.
He did.
And no, maybe this is just who he is, but I trust Matt Rhule. Like, if I'm a Panther fan right now, I think I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, look, if the Panthers, when you look at their roster, and don't forget, Joe Brady is their offensive coordinator, who is, obviously a national champion at LSU, and then very highly sought after and thought of in the NFL, because he even got some mild interest at being a head coach with this latest cycle of hiring at the head coaching position. But, DJ Moore is there, Robbie Anderson, who doesn't get a ton of credit for how good he actually is.
Right, he played with Sam.
Exactly.
Reunited. Exactly. It was his best target.
Christian McCaffrey, pray for his health if you're the Carolina Panthers, because he's such, even if he doesn't have to be the 100% be-all, end-all, he is the catalyst for what makes any offense go. Mm-hmm. So you pray for his health, and your defense is just slowly getting better, right? Carolina, they don't see themselves as a rebuilding team. They see themselves as opportunistic in a division that, some point Tom Brady's going to be aged out, right? Matt Ryan at some point is going to be aged out. And so when you look at their division, it feels like it's just within grasp. Maybe not next year, but in the very short future, the division will be up for grabs for them.
And if Sam plays well, there's no reason why you're not going to mess around with the wild card here.
That's right.
Because who knows about the Falcons? We'll see what they do. You mentioned Brady.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.